This is Ozarks at Large. A week from today, a dozen speakers are assigned the difficult job of bringing ideas worth spreading to a sold-out audience attending TEDx Fayetteville. A licensed spin-off from the popular TED Talk series, the speakers are challenged in 18 minutes or less to use the theme of discovery to inspire those listening. The Fayetteville event follows a Bentonville TEDx held last year. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas invited two of the 12 speakers to talk with her about the process of preparing for their talks. Hyatt Tuyuchev, professor of broadcast journalism and documentary filmmaking at the University of Arkansas, and Alexandria Mero, co-founder of Soul Yoga Lounge on Dixon Street.
As a documentary filmmakers, we tell stories. And when we try to find a story, every time we find an interesting story idea, we discover something. So the way I'm approaching my speech and my talk and the idea is just to give some examples of the discoveries that I made in the past and to share it with the public and how it inspired me and how it motivated me to grow and advance in my career, in my life, in my, social and economical and spiritual sides of my life.
So was it, when you heard the word discovery, was it just, you just knew exactly what you were going to, the topics that you were going to talk about? Did it come very easily for you?
I kind of second-guessed. I wasn't sure what the discover stands for until I did some research and I talked to some people. For some reason in the beginning, I thought it's Discover Northwest Arkansas, kind of this region, because it's kind of a hidden gem, the Fayetteville and Northwest Arkansas. So I thought that's the theme. But it's not just that. It's many different aspects of the business aspects of the life of the city, of the region. It's the spiritual thing. It's the altruism, many things. So by having this combination of people who are involved in different kinds of areas, we are trying to show the public to discover these new things in the region.
In the region, yeah. Alexandria, did you do some research also? How did you approach discovery? How did you view it?
So the best way to answer that question would probably be to tell you that we had our rehearsals last night, and David Bradley, one of the leaders of the event, told me that I should consider letting the audience know beforehand that my talk will not be a normal TED Talk.
Okay.
So I would say
now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I'm taking the discovery aspect and sort of turning it around on the audience and talking to them about what their discovery should be while watching TED Talks.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I'll say.
That's all you can say? Okay. Your job as a yoga teacher is so different from what you do, global business. It just seems so different to me.
Sure. Yeah.
How do those two things relate? Walmart.
That might come out a little bit more in my talk, too, but I can say that my thought process at work and the way that I approach things is from a yogic standpoint, for sure. So on the outside, it might not look like it, but on the inside, it's my yoga practice happening at work, for sure.
Did you know that was the approach that you were going to take when TEDx approached you?
Oh, well, saying that TEDx approached me is kind of a little bit unfair. I was super excited and totally reached out to them to see how I could help. And I got the opportunity to speak through that. But I for sure it's definitely playing a role in what I'm talking about. Yeah.
So how do you make sure you don't go over those 18 minutes?
Well, I think it's all about practicing. And when you practice and you time it, you will have a good idea of if you're going over or under. So you can pace yourself and you can either speed up or slow down. But at the same time, it's a lot of pressure. It's 140 people watching you. But something makes me feel good is that those people are really passionate about it. So if you have little mistakes, they will be, I hope they will be forgiving.
Yeah. Well, and it's members of the community, of your community. So that, I don't know if that puts more pressure on or lightens it a little bit. Yeah.
I actually was thinking about what kind of people these are. I mean, the audience is going to be. So for those who probably don't know about it, this is a, they're going to lock you down for pretty much the whole day, for most of the day, from, if I'm not mistaken, from 10 to 4:30. It's the same audience, so you have some breaks, but this is the same audience that's going to listen. So you have to be really dedicated to find time on Wednesday, which is a working day, to sit through all the talks.
Well, Alexander, did you think about the audience also? I mean, you've said you've kind of flipped it, put your TED Talk in the hands of the audience. So yeah. Did you think about the individuals and who these people are?
Absolutely, and my talk will change based off of the audience the day of, for sure, and based off of what the other speakers are saying and what the energy looks like. Yeah, I think it's a constant evolution.
It has potential to change on Wednesday?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Actually, I have no idea what I'm going to say on Wednesday.
Really?
I understand the point that I want to get across, but not quite sure yet what it'll look like. I feel pretty strong about the point. And we'll just see how I can tie it in and connect it back with the audience.
How many TED Talks did you watch? Did you watch TED Talks as you were thinking about what you would speak about?
I'll be honest, I haven't seen all that many. Just over the years, the ones that have spoken to people I know well and who've communicated to me. I don't so much go out to TED and like search for something inspiring, but the ones that have come to me, just browsing online or being sent by someone, have been so powerful. And definitely referencing the authenticity of the strong speakers and just going with what's true to me, I think, is what TED is all about. For sure.
Is there one speaker or one that comes to mind that's really been inspiring and powerful to you?
The first one that came up when you asked that was, I can't remember the guy's name, but it was about CAPTCHA, like the little boxes, security boxes, when you create like logins online.
Okay.
Where you have to type in this word or whatever, and it's all skewed. Did you guys see this
mm-hmm.
one?
I haven't seen that one, but it's
so good. The dude like created this process where you're actually typing out books and like translating copies of pages of books each time you're filling out one of those forms. So a really cool TED Talk that ties in like what seems like a totally annoying thing. So
and just
time,
random.
Right. Each time I go online, you know, totally annoyed that you have to spend an extra 5 seconds. But actually, you're translating a book. And there are hundreds of thousands of books on this planet that are not in computer systems because they were written hundreds of years ago. So kind of cool.
So it actually has a purpose.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Is there one for you that you can recall that's really stood out?
No, it just depresses me every time I see the quantity of the content out there. So much. If I'll just get on the official website, I get depressed because there's so much stuff that
it's
I'd
inspiring.
Like to watch. No, it's so much stuff that I'd like to watch, except I don't have, you know, time to watch it all. I'd like to watch, but like I think the ones which are you would remember are more like on the radical side, not radical, more on the radical idea side. This lady, she was talking about brain, and she had like a real brain on the stage, and she was touching it, and she was talking about how we think, and she had brain seizure herself, and she's a scientist. and she was diagnosed with schizophrenia, I think, at some point. Basically, she was a brain surgeon, a brain scientist, neuroscientist. Yeah, that blew me out, the preps that she had.
What is a good TED Talk to you? What is that? What does that mean? You know, what makes for a good TED Talk?
I think you don't show up with bullet points to TED and expect audience to be paying attention and being interested, except if it's something like breakthrough. In my case, I decided to go with stories because I really feel comfortable, because I really care about storytelling. And I think every time you say, I'd like to tell you a story, people listen. And they really could relate to stories. So that's what I'm going to do. But you really have to be creative to keep attention of your audience, especially if you're in a TED Talk.
One of my favorite things to say to people is, you know, tell me a story. So, yes. I don't know, you know, just with friends or, yeah, I'm like, yeah, tell me a story. You know, if there's a lull in the conversation or, you know, I'm just like, yeah, well, tell me a story. Yeah. So
you should be very, I think, do some homework and get creative and get your audience involved.
Yeah. Make it personal. The couple at the rehearsal that I watched is, you know, the more personal, the more you connected with it, for sure.
So you were able to watch some of the other speakers.
A couple. Yeah.
And what were your thoughts?
Oh, amazing. Yeah. So cool. And this event is going to be incredible.
Alexandria Mero and Hyatt Tuyachev are two of a dozen speakers scheduled to participate in TEDx Fayetteville a week from today at Walton Arts Center. They talked to Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas last week. One note, our own Kyle Kellums is another one of the 12 speakers. The event is sold out, but the video recordings of the talks will be available online sometime after the event at the TED website, TED.com.